Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Shit. We finna get to talk. Fuck. Man. I've been out. So, you know, I'm myself. But I've been out, shit, since 3 o'clock this morning. And, I came home and about maybe an hour and a half ago, and I decided that I'm going to kick it with you. So I had to write a bunch of shit so I can kick it. Because what I really want to talk about is how you guys be fronting. Now, of course, I talk all this goddamn shit. But what you don't know is that I base it. Most of the shit I talk, I base it on the experiences that I have, excuse me, dealing with you guys. Hold on, I got the heat cuts. Now, what I'm saying about that is this. All over, I mean, just all over, we being people in the know, we know how important the saying, you know, game recognize game. I'm sure you all heard that. Game recognize game. Now, it really and truly means something to us in the streets. Sayings like that are why we were able to travel from California to New York, stopping in all points in between, and not knowing damn motherfucking in any one of the cities we go stop in. Now, of course, we believe in game recognized game. So our faith in that allows us to drive into dangerous areas, not really dangerous, but, you know, areas that, you know, we're not from, risking people wanting to fuck with you. But they didn't. And we weren't worried about it because we had game. We represented having game. And we knew no matter where the fuck we were, some motherfucker with game in that city is going to recognize us or they're going to hear about us. So, we were able to do what the fuck we was doing because we was gamed up in the real ones in whatever city. We knew they would recognize us. All right. And sure enough, you know, nigga get to that Midwest, and I mean some, you know, some real diggers. Sly Ryan out of Kansas City. Mr. G out of Columbus or motherfucking Ohio. And the nigga Snidely Whiplash. Snidely Whiplash. I ain't even talk about him. But, you know, nigga go further east. Get to New York, meatball head, skip, methodical motherfucker, methodical man or whatever, something. And thousands of other motherfuckers who all embraced me in the game I represented. And you got to understand this. When you go somewhere representing wherever you're from, you better, you know, be up to par. Because motherfuckers, they want to chop you up. So, of course, I go in. And I'm being mean Rosebud. And the only reason I can be that way is because I represent the game. And I know game is going to, you know, they're going to recognize it. And why I'm talking about this, I can't understand what would make you motherfuckers think you can bargain with me. Because all of you be talking about game, recognize game. Game is to be sold and not talk. All this no shit. But is it just me? Or is that the way you fuck with all the motherfucking internet vendors? I don't know. But I'm not making a deal. I'm not bargaining on my shit. Now, I'm talking shit right now. You know, and I might say something about my course or blah, blah, blah. I might say it's for $7.50. All of it. And if you jump on it right then, you can get it for $7.50. No, $7.50, because that's what I said. But when I say it for a time period. Otherwise, you can get that this weekend. And if you hit me this weekend, woo-woo-woo. Well, I'm leading up to this suddenly, all of a sudden, suddenly, just about every motherfucker who want to get some from me want my entire library. Because I've sold it like that. Don't get me wrong. They're not asking for something out of the ordinary. But they say, can you give me a deal on your library? Now, my library, dollar for dollar, is like $6,000. So if I'm going to give you a deal, anything close to 50% is cool. But I don't even go 50%. I might say two racks, you know, 2,300. I don't know what I say, but I'm saying I say that. And what do the motherfucker do? Oh, man, that's too much. Can you give me a better deal? And I tell them no. As a matter of fact, you can't even get that deal no more. I don't give a fuck if you buy my shit. I mean, I take that back. I do care if you buy my shit. I want you to buy my shit. But until you can walk in the store and tell motherfuckers to sell you office, whatever they say it costs $300, and you tell them, can you sell it to me for $150? I got cash right now. Until you can do that with them, you can't fucking do it with me. Because I done turned down all kind of money. Big money. $1,000, $1,100, $1,500, $1,700. Man, fuck you. I done sold the shit for less than that. Because, you know, if you want to get out and we talking, you know, and you show me you really want to get out, I might give you a deal on what we get down on. But if you think you're going to bargain me down to a bargain basement dollar store price so your motherfucking ass can get all my shit for whatever the fuck. Some motherfucker ass offered me, first he offered me $500, then he offered me $700, then he offered me $950, and I blocked that motherfucker. I blocked him. Man, fuck you. I'm going to block each one of you motherfuckers that think I'm going to bargain my shit down. I do have sales or deals, not really sales. But listen, so motherfucker, matter of fact, this motherfucker that was talking about $400, $500 shit, he said, well, man, you know, on the video you said as long as we do it before your birthday, listen. This was like 3 or 4 days ago. You know my birthday is in November. So he was talking about something that was older than 6 months. But he want me to hold on to the deal that he heard me say or spit or whatever, which had to be October of the previous year. I'm going to do this, you know, as long as you do it before my birthday, which is November the 21st. So I had to be either early November or early, late October or whatever I'm offering. But I'm saying, as long as you do it before my birthday. And do you know that nigga said November? Your birthday is in November. What I'm saying, man, you guys want me to entertain that goddamn shit. Come on, man. There is no way you would go to OK Tire and they got a sale on these fucking tires and you tell them, well, can you do this and change it? And no, you wouldn't do it. If they had a sale and you liked it and you got there during the sale, you would only want what the sale was about. But with me, you want to email me, I'm talking about 40, 50 times, telling me I ain't you. Man, you said you like to help people, and you can blah, blah, blah. What, man? Man, I'm just saying. Motherfuckers be asking me a lot of shit. But what they don't realize is that I have an answer. And when I give you the answer, that's the answer. There's no more bargaining. Now, I don't know what you think of that. I don't know how you feel about that. But I'm saying, if you one of them niggas, you know, and I feel like, let's say I said two racks from my library, and you said, damn. Man, I want that shit too, man. You know what, man? What if then he start trying to figure out a way for me to give him this $2,000 deal? I fuck around and say, man, send me $1,600 right now and we good. I'll say some shit like that. I'll do some shit like that. $2,800, man. Hit me with two racks right now and we can roll. Yes, I have done that. And you motherfuckers get me telling me what I have done. Like I don't know I did it. Fellas, in business, there are things that go on that don't go on every day. Otherwise, you tell a motherfucker this. And the motherfucker say, man, you know, that's a lot, man. But, you know, whatever they say, kind of not doing it. And you want to, you know, you see the motherfucker serious. So, look, man, if you, maybe 300 less. And that motherfucker jump on it. Why? Because he was going to jump on the fucking amount you said at first. He was just trying to convince himself. But then when you tell him 300-400 less, how the fuck he ain't gonna jump on that? But that's business. What the fuck you guys be doing is trying to play on the motherfucker, man. You said that you be looking out for brothers, man, and you know, I just want you to look out for me. Yeah, I said that. And don't tell me I ain't gave a gang of motherfuckers my shit. Free, no charge. Don't try to use what I say against me, man. When you do, I'm going to charge you. I am. Even if you call them about a particular deal and you start fucking with me, you can't even get that deal. So you either want to buy it full price or you don't want to buy it. Because that's me. Fuck you. I'm not making no deal on this shit. Now, there'd be 50 or 60 fucking emails from two or three dudes, and they all telling me what I should do. Seven of one, I see you, brother. Just hold on a second. I don't want to fill my customer list with fools who won't pay for what the fuck they want. You can't blame me because I offered a deal in October It is now June, and you talking about what I said in October. Man, that don't work anywhere. 701, I'm sorry, brother. I don't mean to have you holding. What's up?
Nah, OG, I'm just enjoying your show, man. This is brother. This is D, man, the African brother, man. You know, I'm just enjoying your show, man. Keep doing your thing, OG.
What the fuck do you want? Give me your three questions.
Man, you know I love you, nigga. You know I love you. OG, you know they don't make niggas like you no more, man. They don't make niggas like Rosebud no more. So I'm enjoying your show, OG. Hey, OG, check this shit out. Rosebud, I got to say something quick and you can let me go. Rosebud,
hey, you guys, one second, OG. Hey, you guys, don't do what this motherfucker do. He ignoring us. And he just talk over me and shit. Man, this motherfucker here. But that's because he
man,
knows.
Hey, Rosebud, you know
what,
I love you.
Man?
You know, Rosebud, they don't make niggas like you no more, man. To find a nigga like
they
you,
the
a nigga,
fuck,
he got a good.
Come on, man. What's your question?
Hey, to find a nigga like you, he got to go in the game. He got to put in some time. Then he got to go to Southwest University. Then he got to come to do this radio shit. I love you, OG. I love you. And I'm going to let you go.
Okay, motherfucker. Hey, you guys. This motherfucker.
Hey, I love this nigga, man. I love this nigga, man.
D, I ain't finna cut you off, but I am finna ask somebody else, so hold on. 916, what's up?
Rosebud, how's it going?
That's what?
Yep.
Juan, what's up?
I just saw the topic, and then I was just hearing you rant about how people are always trying to get deals from you when you offer like a month, a while back, and then they try to come on it.
Yeah, what about it, Juan?
I just find it funny. It's like, why do they try to do that, but yet in real life when it comes to their jobs or whatever, they don't do that. They don't. They just, you know, obey. I don't know what else word to think. But for
Juan,
you.
Juan, wait. You asked that question. But now, in your mind, what the fuck do you think is the reason they do that? Let's just take for granted
is-
what you're saying they really do. What is the reason do you think they do that?
I think they do that because that's all they've been doing all their lives and lying to themselves, right? And the fact that no
you
one
know
ever...
why they do it? Because they
why,
don't
Professor?
Put the proper value on what they're looking for through me. I'm this pimp motherfucker, blah, 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 you know, so he ain't really blah, 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 you know. They don't give a fuck I got straight A's in my goddamn master's program about what I'm saying and how that I'm trying to get people to see it. They only care what they believe. And what they believe is Rosebud is the motherfucker trying to use them, and they going to try to bargain me down because they ain't getting played by no pimp.
That's
I
true.
Know that
they think
really...
you need the money.
Huh?
I said, no, that's true. You always say that. And they also think you need the money, and you tell people to fuck you and your $1,000. I don't need shit.
Hey, that's exactly right. Because, hell yeah, I can use $1,000, but ain't no way I'm going to undervalue my shit because you waving $1,000 in front of my goddamn face. And I have sold
exactly.
my shit. $1,100 or $1,200, but this motherfucker was broke, and he was actually saying whatever the fuck led me here. He broke, and he still want to do it. Shit, come on, man, I'm gonna get him action. That's just the way
yeah.
I am. You know me, man.
When hey, I understand your other statement. I don't even got to be next to you, and I know you're full of shit, and I know you're real. So with homeboy. You don't even got to be next to him. You can just tell.
What?
And you can tell. Yes, sir.
Your life is starting to be represented, man. You starting to really stand out and say what the fuck you think because you know or you at least believe that's what the fuck you think. And I'm hearing it, man. If you don't... If you don't do the do, there's no such thing. I know it's happening with you. I'm going to see in the next week or so that motherfucker that I'm hearing right now, and I'm going to see it, and it's going to represent you from now on. That's what's going to happen, Juan.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
You know it. And don't nobody know what we talking about with me and you, right or wrong?
That's right.
That's because we
They can try, but it'll still go over their head. That's why I always try to provide a chair for them. I always ask people, I say, hey, you sure you don't? I think you need a chair because I don't want this going over your head.
Hey, 205, what's up with you, man?
What's
okay,
up, bud? How you feeling, my man?
Hey, Juan, you can stay on or you can go. And 701D, you still on too. But I'm getting my calls, man, before I start.
OG, OG, do you, man. I'm just listening to your show, man. Do you, OG?
All right, cool. 205, what's up?
What's up, bud? I was just wondering, did you get that game I had sent to you last night through Dean?
Do what?
I was wondering, did you get that game I had sent to you last night through Dean?
You was wondering, did I get the game you sent me last night?
Yeah, I sent you some game last night through Dean. I had told him because you've been saying you want some sideways pussy. I said, man, all you got to do is turn that bitch sideways when you're fucking.
Hey, okay, no, I didn't get that, and that wouldn't be no game. That would be some shit you had to say, and I probably wouldn't even respond to it. Because when I be talking about sideways pussy, I ain't really talking about no motherfucking sideways pussy. So any motherfucker, let me tell you something, bro. You got to understand this shit. If you respond to shit, you be saying what the fuck you are and where you at. You know motherfucking well there ain't no sideways pussy. So you should have been sharp enough to see that I was saying, unless the bitch got something that is not a such thing, she got to have something special, you wouldn't be telling me how to make it a sideways pussy. That's what's wrong with you motherfuckers. You wanna twist shit to work because of what the fuck you saying. Motherfucker, I didn't say what you was saying, and you didn't respond to what I said. You just said
shit. Let me get 2 meat chickens, no mayo, and that's it.
Do what, man?
Right. No, my bad. I was going through the job.
Hey, listen,
heard,
man.
My bad.
Listen, stop. Why do you talk in fucking riddles? How come you don't say, can you fucking let me ask you the question? How come you don't say what you really want to say? Why do you have to be talking in some riddles?
Well, man, you know if the chicken crossed the street, it must be on the other side.
What the fuck does that mean? Quit talking in riddles.
How you doing?
That's how my mind work. Goddamn, bro. My shit ain't flipping the plane.
Brother, listen. Get your motherfucking ass off my shit with that. That's how my mind works. That's why you ain't got you ain't got no bitches, motherfucker.
That's how
your mind works. Of course you do out your mouth.
Now I got some,
bitches.
Though.
Of course you got bitches out your motherfucking mouth.
Not in real life, bud.
You ain't got shit. You got very weak conversations. You don't have nothing that come out your mouth that you stand on. And if you do, call any bitch right now.
I ain't going to do that, bud, because I ain't got to prove that even though I respect you.
I know you ain't. You ain't going to do
it. Right.
You ain't got no bitches to call. And if you did have a bitch to call, you didn't have to do it.
I do.
Hey, bro, I know you did. Hey, okay, all right.
I understand, you know, your mind made up.
I'm messing you out, you gone. I don't need to talk to motherfuckers like that, man. D, now what the fuck do you want?
Man, I'm just enjoying your show, G. Keep doing your thing, man.
That's right, D. That's why I'm going to keep you in here, you
You know a nigga loves you, man. You know a nigga loves you. I know you want to trust me. I know I know you're going to shoot me with your double barrel Uzi, but I still love you. And you're going to bless me some kids.
D, let me get 316. Come on, 316.
Do your thing, OG. Do your thing.
What up, bro? What's up, my nigga, man? What you doing, man?
You see what I'm doing, man? I'm kicking it with y'all.
Man, these, you know, spoil these niggas, Rose.
How?
Man, you know, because, my nigga, you spoil these niggas, man, that you came on here, man, dropping game so tough, and you got all these pretenders calling like they used to be players and they want to be players, and then you done gave them so much game, they think they can call and get your shit for a basement price, bruh. You just need to publish that shit.
No, check it out. Check it out. Listen. Just because your motherfucking ass called in saying the shit you saying lets me know that I'm doing the right shit, because fuck them motherfuckers. I don't care why they doing it. Because
already.
Niggas like you out there know what this shit is worth.
That's right.
If you want it, you want it. If you don't, you don't. It ain't no bargaining. You know, and that's us.
That's right.
That's where we from. Nigga, I ain't Monty Hall. I ain't making no goddamn deal with you. Hey, that's just me, man. You know, and I know any real motherfucker that have anything of any value is going to be the same goddamn way.
Already, hey bud, why ain't you put your shit on and make these niggas download it, nigga? Why don't you make these niggas pay for that shit like a book or something, man?
Bro, I mean, why you think I'm doing what I'm doing? They already paying me, man. I'm fat in a motherfucker, man. Shit, don't wonder, bro. What the fuck I'm doing? You see, I do it every
no
day.
Hair, man.
Hey, I do it every day. Hey, I've got to be eating off this shit, man. 862, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, bro.
Hey, 706, I see you in a minute. I'm going to get you. Come on, 862.
Yeah, I'm here, bro. But, the problem, I think, is when we say things like game recognized game and real recognized real, that's what it jam us up. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying, just be straight up with you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but check this out, bro. We use, English. English is the only language on earth where one word can mean 20 different things.
I agree.
Every other language, you may have one or two variants, but that word means something specific. In English, the word can mean whatever you want it to mean. That's why people say they be sharing game. They don't be sharing game. They They ain't even playing games. They just talking. Sharing game is giving some instructions or talking about some ways to do some shit a specific way, because this is the way you live. If it's basketball, we talk about basketball. If it's pimping, we talk about pimping. If it's robbing the motherfucker, we talk about robbing the motherfucker. But what I said, that is game. All the other shit is just talking. But people want it to be game. They want to be hip. They want to be slick. Or, yeah, man, I'm just kicking game with bro.
Right.
Man, you ain't doing nothing but shooting shit like your goddamn uncle did with his motherfucking friend.
Right.
You gotta quit misusing words. The words you use have to mean something. When we say, man, I ain't fucking with no bitch unless I'm charging her. That don't mean I'm saying, hey, look, you gotta pay $8 an hour or you gotta pay $24 an hour. It ain't that don't mean that. But when a nigga say that. Can you shut your motherfucking mouth, man? Can you do that?
I'm quiet, bro.
Can you motherfucking shut up before I, like, X you out? I'm trying to tell you. When a nigga say he ain't fucking with no bitch unless he charge her. Now, that don't mean he finna say it costs, you know, $340 to fuck with me for 2 hours. No. He ain't talking about that. He's saying that whatever is in his head that he want to get from this bitch or out of this bitch or whatever, that's his motion. He ain't going for nothing else. Otherwise, let's say I want to, you know, the bitch got a few dollars that I know she got and I'm trying to get some of that shit, whatever, let's say 400. And I'm trying. That don't mean I'm going to get it. But that do mean I ain't fucking with the bitch unless I can charge her. So I can't find out if I can charge her unless I fuck with her. But since I'm
that's
fucking with her, can you motherfuckers, God, you guys make me sick. What the fuck I'm
you
saying.
You can shut the fuck up and let them talk, man.
What the fuck I'm saying, man, since I'm going at the bitch with charging her on my mind, I'm in pocket because just because you want to charge a bitch don't mean it's going to be successful. But you got to know when it's time to raise up. Bitch, fuck you if you ain't going to break me off. And you got to be gone. And then your shit is intact, but that's not how you guys do it. You have no definition or no understanding what charging a bitch is. So you just say it. The word charge can mean how much it costs. The word charge can mean that's what you accused of. I mean, in English, it can mean all kind of goddamn shit. But what do you mean when you say it? How many of you motherfuckers do that? D316 and 862. Which one of you motherfuckers do that?
I do it, but 8-2, I do it.
Hey, but you know I love your shit, man. I'm just listening to your team.
Okay,
man.
We all can't
team,
talk
right?
at the same but, time. We all can't
okay.
talk at the same time.
Go ahead.
Identify yourself by your area code, and then I'll recognize you, and you can go talk. Now, come on.
Who, me?
I don't give a fuck who. I'm talking to all three of you motherfuckers.
I ain't got nothing to say. The rest they can talk. I'm just
well,
I'm
shut
just
up
doing your shit, man.
You ain't got nothing to say. Be quiet. We'll do that.
I love you, OG.
Shit, bud. This 316, man.
What?
I feel everything. I feel what you're saying, man. I don't particularly. I ain't never had that kind of mindset, but I've always charged. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was the get something ahead or get something not needed, you know what I'm saying?
Well, man, if you've been doing that fine, but I don't believe it. But if you've been doing it,
I mean,
you ain't got to prove
I mean, you know.
Bro.
No, I know that.
What I'm saying is this. If you've been doing that, fine. That's what I'm talking about. You got to understand your value. You got to understand it ain't about no goddamn bitch. You know, you got to understand, motherfuck what that motherfucking bitch say. I ain't getting a fuck. I don't know when the last time I cared about what a bitch said. I care about that the bitch talk to me. If the bitch talk to me, she telling me how to catch her. Now, if I'm finna listen to what the fuck she's saying, that shit fuck around throw me off. I only use what the bitch say so I can twist it to what the fuck I want it to be. So what she say and what she coming from don't mean shit to me. Because if she ain't, at the end of the conversation, if the bitch ain't doing or coming from where I'm coming from, motherfucker. Because I ain't finna, ain't no way I'm finna do what the fuck she talking about. I just ain't. So why the fuck would I listen to that bitch explain what the fuck you're talking about? Hold up, you guys. 706, what's up? Sorry. 706,
okay, man, you fucking up the line, bro.
Hold up, bro. 706, are you there? whose phone is ringing?
A disrespectful nigga phone ringing?
Hey, must be him. So, you know, I didn't cut him out. You know me, man. I didn't have him until I called him. So I didn't X him out. Hey, I got you three motherfuckers on here. And what I want to know, I don't care who answers, just identify yourself. What I want to know is, what am I saying to you right now?
This 316, what you saying right now is that you don't put no motherfucking bitch before us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to know our value as men. We got to know what the fuck we want. Because if we don't know what we want, we ain't going to know where we going. We can't take nobody nowhere. So
hey,
we don't know our value.
Let me ask you this, 316. Have you ever thought of this? If you meet Evelyn, and you and Evelyn sort of like each other a little, and then she say, you ask her, can I take you to dinner? And she says, yes. And then you take her to dinner. You don't think she'll be spending X amount of dollars on this dinner. You wouldn't take her to McDonald's, right?
Shit, depending on what Evelyn is, though.
Hey, wait, brother. It don't depend. It don't. The only thing it depends on is your fucking answer.
I'm gonna take it somewhere, right? I'm gonna take it somewhere,
okay,
right?
Okay, stop. That's all I ask. So what I'm saying is this. Why can't men think like that? Otherwise, the bitch wants to go to dinner, and you accept that she wanted to go to dinner because her pussy should be worth that to you.
Mm.
But if what I'm saying is you ain't got to take me to dinner, but you got to be real with me, and you can't be motherfucking answering me with that bullshit because my dick worth more than that to me. So let me tell you something.
But can I get in? Can I get in?
What, man? Come on.
No, I think it's too like, I take the bitch out wherever, but I know I'm going to get that shit back tenfold.
Man, you guys are so weak. You know you want to get it back tenfold. Hey,
I understand that, but I'm going with the mindset.
All you're doing is showing everybody that's listening why you ain't got no goddamn bitches. Because you tell yourself some shit like that and will convince yourself that it's true. Just like you're trying to do right now. You ain't
convincing
me of shit. Come on, whoever said
that.
But this
316, man.
Hey, 701, you better quit Bogarting because I X you out. Fuck you. Now, come on.
Hey, I love this nigga right here. I love Bud.
Hey, he thought I was bullshit. He gone. What's up, man?
This 316, Bud. Hey, man, check it out, man. Do you think a lot of this shit got to do with, I mean, age, man? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to understand, you seasoned. I mean, you've been in the game. You sharp as a motherfucking against who, man. You feel me? I mean,
wait,
there's
what
levels
your
to this shit.
What are you asking?
It's levels to this shit. Don't you think a lot of these cats answers is about
hey,
their levels
hey,
and
hey,
their
stop,
age,
stop,
man.
Stop. Listen. Okay, you're right. There is levels. I'm on whatever level. Maybe higher than you, whatever.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is so
right.
Fucking wild. What are you saying?
I'm saying, so where a young man may approach a bitch, the difference from how you approach a bitch, is a different way. You know what I'm saying? Like the motherfucking, the whole times have changed. It's paradigms. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Wait. Now, you know I was in the streets in the 70s, 80s, right?
Yeah.
Has times changed since then?
I mean, there's nothing new under the sun.
Has
I mean, but
this scary ass nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, it's
changed. Okay, you answer this. So listen to this. I haven't changed one bit how I fucking get at
already.
A bit.
Already.
So what I'm saying is, whatever the times do, the times gonna do it. But I ain't got to do it. That's why I'm
right.
Did you see that video me and C did last night? This showed her ass and everything. I ain't no nigga to talk shit. I'm a nigga to have bitches. They like me. And they like me because of how I am. I ain't scared.
That's right.
I ain't be my motherfucking self in front of that bitch. Like all
That's
you
right.
motherfuckers are. Okay, 706, I'm going to give you action again. Come on, man.
Man, appreciate it, bud. Man, look, I need your help, bro. I got the women. I'm having my way. I'm having fun. But I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing this for, man. I don't want no wife, and I don't really want no hoe.
Okay, stop. Stop. Listen.
What you mean?
You got to understand shit.
You're a man.
Hey, somebody that I have, I'm a 706-862 or 316. If you don't keep quiet, I'm Xing you out. Now, if you can be quiet so I can talk to who I'm talking to, well, 706, that's who I'm talking about. But anyway, what I'm saying, bro, you know, first, repeat what you said, man. I got distracted.
I said, man, I don't talk the hell of game. Got plenty of bitches.
Right.
I'm having my way.
Stop. You catching bitches. You got, you having shit your way. Woo. What I'm saying is this, bro. Think about what you said.
And I'm saying
said,
what I'm doing it for, Book.
Listen to me, man.
Hey, it's easy now.
All right, man. I'll just listen to you. Go ahead with your crying motherfucking ass. You got so much to say. You can't shut your motherfucking mouth. You hear a motherfucker trying to tell you something, but your ass got to keep talking. So say whatever the fuck you want to say. You don't want to hear me?
I do want to hear you, bud. My beat go
Shut
ahead, bro.
Up, man. Shut the fuck up. Because what I'm saying is, motherfucker, think about what you said. You having shit your way. Right there, you shouldn't even be on the phone. Which is why I know you lying. Because if you was having shit your way, you wouldn't need to ask me shit. Otherwise,
I'm saying what I'm doing this for.
Otherwise, having shit your way ain't just fucking. It ain't just catching bitches. It's knowing what the fuck you want to do. And everything you're doing is leading towards what you want to do. So having shit your way must be stated wrong. You must mean you getting a lot of pussy. So what am I?
Man,
so
man,
shut
what
the
I
fuck
ask,
up.
Man,
why
I'm
can't
saying.
You shut up, man?
I'm standing up.
You must be talking about you getting a lot of pussy. So how come you can't say, man, I thought getting, you know, wanting to get the pussy was whatever. But I'm saying, shit, what the fuck am I getting it for? Now, I can understand that. Hey, man, do you know what shut up means? Matter of fact, I'm done talking to you. You can't shut up. Fuck you. 701, come on back. And what I'm saying is I don't want to hear your motherfucking mouth either. What, man? What?
Okay, listen, to the listener, I just want to say this. If you listen to Bud, he's going to let you up, man. So when he said be quiet, just listen to the OG, man. He's going to let you up. Hey, OG, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever asked a baby, like, you got a man? Have you ever asked a baby, like, you got a man? She said, yeah, but it's kind of complicated. And, you know, you trying to catch baby, man. I just want to know what's your comeback on that, OG.
There is no comeback as far as that go. Fuck her. She just said she got a man, but it's complicated. Coming back. Listen. Coming back, meaning you going for what she said. But then going forward, you asked her, you got a man. She said it's complicated. That's just like saying no. So what I'm saying is,
I'm
getting I'm rid of you too. I don't give a fuck. Any motherfucker interrupt me while I'm talking, fuck you. Period. Understand it. I'm Xing you out. I X this motherfucking ass out. I'm not being interrupted. I don't need to listen to the bullshit you motherfuckers talking about. I need to hear it so I can tell you how to handle it. 701, I ain't fucking with you no more. Fuck you, man. You don't know how to shut up. I X you out again. Every time you come on, I'm Xing you out. Fuck you. 862-316.
Either
one of y'all got something to say?
Now, I'm just choking up the game, bud. It's 862.
862 what?
I'm just choking up the game, bud.
You just choking up the game. Okay, I'm going to put you back, back in the queue. 316, you got anything?
Man, shit, bud. Shit, I'm just listening, bud, because you
on
your ball, man. I'm
putting you back in the queue, man. It's cool. All right. Let me go on with some more shit. I don't want to have a whole list of motherfuckers that don't want to do shit that beg me to give them my shit. I want to fill my shit up with motherfuckers who know what they want. Customer list. Maybe they bought it all. Maybe they bought some, but they know what the fuck they looking for. And if I got a deal, fine. If I don't, they buying it anyway. That's who I fuck with. And I offer deals when motherfuckers is fucking with me enough for me to offer them a deal. I say it on the videos. Because those motherfuckers who fucking with me be watching the videos. But problem is motherfuckers that just want shit for free. They see it too. When I'm saying you got $6,000 worth of shit and you tell a motherfucker they can get it for 30%, and that motherfucker is going to say he need a better deal. What can you say to that motherfucker? Fuck you, man. That's all you can say. But they don't accept that. They keep fucking with it. Let me just put it like this. I don't bargain. I just don't. But if you real and you ready to spend your motherfucking money, I just might offer you a better deal. I remember when I was in the streets, we used to carry phone books. And we, you know, of course, me, Tay, you know, real niggas, we had the flash shit. So we had alligator phone books. I mean, the phone book cost like $600. Straight alligator. We used to keep our pen and cards and that shit. But we didn't even need the phone book. Back then, whoever you would call, you knew their number. And you just would dial them. But now, you put their numbers in your book so you would have numbers in there. So now, a nigga be riding and the motherfucking police pull a nigga over and they see that alligator. What's this? Hey man, it's my phone book. That's my personal phone book. Oh, huh? And so you know they gonna open it. And they open it. And they say, why is it all men phone numbers in here? Dude, them is my friends. Are you sure this is not a trick book? What the fuck would I be riding around with a trick book for? They don't want to hear none of that. Because they think it's a trick book. And I would tell them, man. All you got to do is call any one of them motherfuckers. Don't tell them who you are. Just call them. And see who answer the phone. See on a pimp answer the motherfucking phone. I don't call bitches.
and I don't have no fucking trick book, I would tell them motherfuckers that shit. Those fucking police loved me. They loved me and Tay. Because we both. Man, I'm not trying to fool you, man. Fuck you, man. I got hoes. They on the track, man. Snow bunnies. This motherfucker thought we was crazy. But they knew we didn't have no dope. They knew we wasn't going to beat up no bitch. They knew we wasn't no harm to nam motherfucker out there. So they was like, get the fuck out of here. 347. 347. What's up, bro? Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, boy. What's good?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just had a quick personal question for you. At what age did you start believing in yourself?
It was well into the pivot. I mean, I was winning way before the pivot. But I didn't really believe. I was using my family. As a matter of fact, I was using my family name. You know, I had a lot of older brothers, and them motherfuckers wasn't no joke. And the one right over me really wasn't no joke. Gip. They used to call me Lil Gip. And I used to use that. You know, I walked through the dice cake, man, the whole thing, that's good, bro. You know, shit like that. But I wasn't really shit. You know, I was really faking all that shit. And what I'm saying is when I started pimping and I didn't have my brothers and I didn't have even the friends I had, I didn't have them because they going to, you know, get me if I slip. I started having to trust what I think. And then I started believing what I think. And then after that, it was over. Nothing I thought I couldn't do because I think I was 22 when I started really believing in when I bought my first caddy from that bitch pussy, that 72 Fleetwood that I bought straight out of the bitch pussy. But I had never did no shit like that before. It was just like, it was just the bomb. And then, you know, and I start thinking I can handle this shit. You know, I can do this. It was just like that, bro. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did. Thank you, bro.
All right, cool. Hey, you motherfucker that was on here just now and you got off because I guess I took too long. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You the one ain't getting your shit answered. So listen to this. There is no way to deny it when you fly. So why the fuck lie to the police? Once you tell them, this is what y'all don't understand. They no longer wonder who the fuck you are when they see you. You know, unless you're doing some wrong shit, something you shouldn't be doing. But when they see you, they gonna let you slide because they know you no trouble. They know you ain't dirty. They know if you anything they want to take you down for, you got the money to bail out. I mean, they know everything about you. So why would they stop you? I'm telling you, I didn't have much trouble with the motherfucking rollers when I was down. Yeah, it was suspicious. Suspicious of me to be rolling the Rolls Royce. But I'm in Hollywood. And the motherfucking police is used to motherfuckers, you know, not necessarily having their shit in order, but they rolling proper or big. You know, so I always had money in my pocket. My paperwork was cool, and my license was totally up to date. So long as I was a gentleman, they didn't fuck with me.
773, what's up, brother?
What's up, bud? My question is, if you was on some sucker shit with a female, and you know you get basically laced up to what the game really is, right? Can you turn the tables around? Like, is that possible? Or
that's okay? So what I'm saying, bro, you guys killed me. I just had a whole bunch of shit to say about mother and using words, and game was one of them, and. I'm saying, if you got any game, you ain't going to get twisted in little bitch. So, game,
wait,
take
Rusty,
it out.
Wait, you said, I ain't hear what you said. You said if I got some game, I can what?
Man, you ain't got none. But you want to use the word. And you want to talk to me, a nigga laced with game, as if you got some game. So when you say the motherfucking word game, you don't realize you're talking to me, a nigga with game, and I can hear the way you're using the word. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So that turns me off because you ain't even real with yourself. What part of the game are you in, bro? Come on, be real. Let's talk.
Baby shit.
Baby shit? What do you mean
you
by
that? Like, I'm baby stages. Baby, I'm on my belly. I'm on my belly, on my hands, on my knees. I'm crawling. Baby shit.
Okay. That means you ain't got no game, right? All right. So why did you just say that, man? See, well,
I thought I knew what. I thought I knew what game was.
You didn't think anything. You just wanted the front. All you wanted to do was front. Because if you ain't got no game, I don't give a fuck how you describe it. It mean you ain't got no game. But then going to describing it shows you running from the fact you ain't got no game.
Okay.
Come on, man. Don't fuck with me, man. I'm going to tell you why you a sucker, man. Don't be mad at me because I can see you. You run from the fact you ain't got no game, so you want to sound sharp, so that while I'm talking, I can say whatever the fuck, which is going to go over your head, because you ain't got no fucking game. But instead of you trying to get some, you just want to act like you got it. So what can I do with you, bro? Stop,
shit.
Stop.
You, go ahead.
Stop. Do you see how that truth made you have to, like, get your shit together right quick? I ain't mad at you, man. Hey, I ain't mad at you. I'm just saying the real shit. You can't run from it. And either you want to correct it if it's wrong, or
like,
you want to
indulge yourself. Like the topic says, stop running.
Okay, what I'm saying is you have the same problem every other motherfucking young bastard have. You can't shut your fucking mouth. You just think you gotta talk. What channel, what's your show? What's the name of your show?
I don't got one.
You mean you want to just talk over me on my show and you don't even have one?
Take that, bud.
I'm just saying, man, you motherfuckers are crazy. And you don't realize what you be doing. Because you don't think. You all are afraid to think. All of you. Every one of you motherfuckers listening to me right now is afraid to think. Because instead of doing what the fuck you know you should do, you rather pass it up when it's happening so you can get on this goddamn video and ask, you think I should have did this or that? Well, whatever the fuck I think, you sure the fuck can't do it because it's too late. If your motherfucking ass believed in yourself, believed in what the fuck you think, you would do some shit. And when you called me, you would be asking me, do you think that was the right thing to do or some shit like that? because you did something. Not you didn't do shit. What do you think I should have did? I think you should have thought of something to do when you was there. Because whatever the fuck you think now, you ain't meeting that bitch again. You ain't getting that action again. So why the fuck wait on me? You feel me, 773?
Yeah, I'm good. I just realized I ain't got no game. And
Hey, bro, don't feel bad. Stop sounding like that. You already knew you didn't have no game. You got to accept that you don't have no game. Just start going for it.
Okay.
Just start going for it, man. Hey, 937, whatever kind of fucking phone number that is, that's some international bullshit. Who is this? Nine? Oh, look, you being a punk. Punk-ass motherfucker. All right, 773. I kind of wanted to talk to that motherfucker, foreign ass, whoever the fuck he was. But to me, long as I had all my shit together, whereas, you know, they could do whatever they gonna do, let's say they take me in. I don't care whatever it is, hurry up to me what it is, I'm finna pay the bill or whatever the fuck, get the fuck out. I don't care, they do that. But then they also knew that motherfucking niggas really be hooked up in Hollywood, because when they pulled me over in my Decorville and took my car, talking about I stole it, Nick DeCorville came down to the motherfucking goddamn police station. Told the motherfuckers that motherfucker ain't out of here in the next 3 minutes, you gonna get the full. Nick DeCorville, that motherfucker owned, I don't know if you guys heard of it, but you know, it's all in all the big major cities. Nick's Fish Market. They had one on Sunset in, I think that was, it was past the meeting. But anyway, what I'm saying is I had bought that car from him. He had made the car. It was a Decorville. And I bought the first one that he made. They pulled me over in it. I didn't know under the paper in the front had an actual license plate under it. I didn't know that. I just bought the car, you know. In the back, it had whatever that new car shit. But when the motherfucking Beverly Hills police, when they pull me over and they start fucking with me, and they, you know, they want my car to be stolen. Man, this car, man, what the fuck? You know, because shit wasn't matching up. I know I bought the car from Nick DeCorville. And shit, so, but they got my car, you know, put it on the tow truck and all that shit, took it in, all that motherfucking shit, arrested me. I'm thinking, man, this motherfucker, and he wasn't, we had heard, you know, he wasn't in my Italian motherfuckers, man. He could have done some shit. I'm thinking this shit. And the next thing, maybe 2 hours go by, and this motherfucker, you hear this motherfucker, man, I don't give a fuck. Get him out. You hear this shit, and they coming back. And they come back to my shit. Hey, and they start coming out. It's been a mistake. Woo-woo. He said, fuck a mistake. You're a racist motherfucker, and you just didn't want a black motherfucker to have shit. Man, that's the police, man. Get him out of there. This dude owned Nick's Fish Market. He was seriously Hollywood elite. He told him, get him fucking out of here. And if I ever hear you fuck with him, motherfucker. And when I, you know, I was, who wore my car? He said, man, don't worry about none of that. They going to bring your car like the valet. It may be. motherfucking police. Yeah, my car is on Robertson. Robertson is Melrose. Robertson and Melrose. It was the yard. They had my car there. And the motherfucking police station was on Melrose. I mean, Robertson and something else. But what I'm saying, motherfuckers, is that's how they cream on a real nigga. Because a real nigga be hooked up. Now, I said, the police don't really want to take a chance on who you are if you rolling like that. Now, it's a different thing. You know, when they stop you and you got a fly ass hole in the car, you know, it's a little different. You got to deal with that shit when they come up. That's my philosophy. But things are important. Some things are more important than other things. Do you know how to rate the importance of events in your life? You may or may not know, but you better know this, that if you don't know how to rate the importance of things that happen in your life, you're going to fall off the edge. See, everything that happens in your life has an impact on the end results of your life or the ongoing results of your living experience. I mean, not all the experiences, excuse me. God damn it, this hay fever is hot as fuck, man. I'm going to be spitting a lot, you guys. I can't help it. I'm sorry. Not all the experiences, not all your experiences deserve the same attention. You know, relegating what intensity each situation deserves as far as in your life is an art. And you better really understand that the artistic value is real. I mean, it really comes in handy when you're wondering what to do with a situation involving a woman. If you can stay calm enough to see the situation and relegate how much of your attention it, or delegate or whatever the word, how much your attention it deserves, you'll find each time you have a situation with a woman, it'll be much more fun for you to deal with. Because that's the thing about catching. Because, see, a fisherman, when he throws his line in, he's serious as fuck. You know? And then after, you know, he don't get the bite right now, he start relaxing and he relaxing the fishing. And then when he get a bite, he get real serious and don't let it seem like it's a big fish. He really did. He used everything he know so that he don't lose that fish so he can reel that motherfucker in. See, that's what we do. That motherfucker, no matter how hard it was for him to pull that motherfucker in, it was the most fun he had in a long fucking time. So I'm saying, and each time you catch one, it helps you grow into the man with no fear of outcome. If you take the time to win, not just play, because most of you motherfuckers, that's all you do is play, participate. You don't ball, you don't do shit. But I'm just saying, if you want to not have any fear, some of these things I'm saying, you better incorporate. Because I'm sure, or I hope you know, that the outcome, or whatever the outcome is what most of you motherfuckers are afraid of. You don't want to know what the outcome of something is going to be. You just want to participate in it without actually getting the outcome. There's an entire generation of motherfuckers like you who know there is a black history. But in their defense, they haven't, you know, lived through none of the shit even I lived through. I didn't really live through them as racist as my parents and their parents lived through. So, like I'm saying, the only real racism the motherfuckers, whatever generation call themselves today, you know, they haven't even really seen roots. So what they've seen is what they've seen, and it is what it is, but it is not a representation of what we know really went on. You know, they see these racist police killing motherfucking black people. Motherfuckers have the repercussions. But what they don't realize is they're seeing authorities. Authorities that enforce the laws of the land. And these are the motherfuckers that's doing the shit, committing the crime. Now, what the fuck do you think that's going to make you think? If it looks like any motherfucking white motherfucker who wanted to could kill you. I mean, what if even when the other driver clearly ran aside somebody and plowed into you, and there's no way you're going to be in the right. Come on, man. I mean, shit was real like that before. Young motherfuckers today can't imagine even what I went through. Not to mention, like I'm saying, my parents and grandparents. You know, and it's all due to racism. They all believe, all you young motherfuckers believe, that you can cite some kind of legal bullshit mumbo-jumbo to combat the police when you can't. You just can't. Even if what you're citing is true. Legal is the Constitution. Haven't you seen that they don't have to abide by it? And whatever they do, wrong or right, you're going to suffer. All believe in some kind of way they can combat the police, I'm telling you. The thing I'm really saying to you guys right now, the thing that I'm trying to get you to see, is that we didn't even try to think shit would work. We knew it wouldn't. Now, when the 60s came and the shit hit the fan, I remember my dad used to tell us about, you know, the things he went through when he was young. Strange fruit. That's a real thing. Strange fruit. That's niggas hanging from trees. It wasn't, you know, that I didn't believe him. It was just that I never saw some shit like that. I just couldn't imagine it being real. But I did see pictures of real motherfuckers hanging from trees. 3, 4, 5 niggas hanging from a tree. They look like fruit. I believe long ago it happened, but I just couldn't fathom it in reality. And it's the same for the younger black motherfuckers today. You know, they line up to celebrate black history and holidays, but they don't really know the true history of any of this shit. Most of them motherfuckers are just holidays to the youth. But black history should not be included or grouped in with those accepted society holidays. American Indians, American Jews, American Italians, American Orientals, and just about any American born here of another ethnicity, they know their true history. You know, we used to study the earliest times of our history. And we used to do that when we're in school. But today, I don't think they do any studying. I mean, you know, I could be wrong. But I think not. So to me, it's up to us. It's up to each one of us to ensure that these little black motherfuckers at least start learning. Because when I talk to kids, I'm not straight about racism or, slavery or nothing like that. But I'm opening their minds up to what happened. So, it's up to us to at least tell our sons, our daughters, our nieces, our nephews, and any of these black youth that's going to listen. All you know about our history. Because they're trying to phase us out of history now. Completely. I can't wait to see Omar Epps with his black ass play JFK. Because, when I was doing this series with Dre, I realized how hard it is for an actor to play the role of a real Tim, black or white. What I'm saying is, as far as playing the role of JFK, Omar Epps playing it, it's not that he couldn't do it. It's that if he did it, that would mean there's no race anymore. Otherwise, just like some motherfucking white boy could play a black character and you're not supposed to notice it, it would be a black character dude could play a white character. That's big. Now, if you want that actor to be mad, the actor you tell him, be a pimp, or me, he can play the shit out of that motherfucking part. But that motherfucker can't play the part of being at ease conversing with the host. They can't play it. They all imagine how chicken shit a pimp is. They can't fathom how we really think because they think we hate women. So otherwise, anything concerning real pimping, the actor interprets it as a hateful act. And it was the hardest thing to get them square-ass actors to relax and not have an attitude. But guess what? The fucking bitches. They nailed the whole part. Damn near one take on all of them. And that just emphasized how hard it is to be a pimp than how easy it is to flip a square bitch to be a motherfucking hoe. A lot of you cats today who are out there in the game don't support what I say. Because what I say have real game elements in it. You like the statement, but you don't dare expose the little game you have by commenting or, if that's the case, making a real statement. You need to understand something about me. I'm always, and I mean always, on my ABPs. Even when I do these videos, I'm playing. Period. I'm leading up to some hour. I didn't say it already, whatever. But when I make a statement on game, it ain't really about the likes. It's to see how many real motherfuckers or how many potential real motherfuckers are out there listening. And out of, I don't know, X amount of motherfucking likes, there might be one or two real ones in there with enough nuts and game about themselves to say something pertinent to the statement I made. Then you got these game goofy fools who will never understand shit, and they respond with nonsense. Now, what I'm saying is,
there's been about, you know, a number of hymns who went through my course. And they got the same thing the thousands of squares got. And you want to know what that is? They got another outlook on who the fuck they are. And that released the real monster that was in them. You know, I kicked it with that nigga AZ the Great. That's who called me. I mean, I think it was another sub, though. He was talking about he was 4D. Fabulous Q out of motherfucking Dallas. You know, that nigga was a professional ball player. Football. Somehow. Leg or something got fucked up. That motherfucker started having hoes. Ever since I laced him. And yes, they paid me. HD and Q and several other motherfuckers paid me thousands of dollars. But who in the fuck won? Me or them? I laced them with $1 million game and they paid me a few fucking thousand. Them fools have made those thousands back a thousand times. And they only been down a few years. They got a whole career ahead of them. And my point is you can think my confidence course is not for you. You can think that if you want to. I mean, I ain't mad at you. But dare I say, you are mistaken, kind sir. That damn web series stirred up a lot of memories of the time I had when I was a turnout. I'm just saying, when I first got laced with this is when I was totally in denial of how little I knew about women. All through high school, I had hella girlfriends. You know, and to accept that I didn't know shit about bitches wasn't easy for me. But the more I got into the game, the more I start seeing what Delano and, you know, other motherfuckers were saying. Those hoes, I saw they were so much more of a woman than any square bitch I had ever met. And then I focused all my attention on having hoes. 6, 7, 8, I see you pop up. Let me get you right now. Oh, shit, I got the wrong one. I was like, okay, 6, 7, 8, what's up?
What's going on, bud? Hey, quick question, bro. Your book, American Pimp, do you base any of your courses in that book? Like, because, of course, you wrote the book before you actually started your school, so did your book inspire and did you take content from the book and put it into your courses?
Okay, wait. You talking about American Pimp, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're asking me, what did I do?
And I'm asking you, did you take content from the book and use it?
Not content from the book, but analogies that I learned, you know, from some situation dealing with bras, blah, blah, blah. I didn't, you know, relate it on the pimp tip. But as far as handling women in the situation and not being afraid to do what I think to do, I incorporated that, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So how long is the course? Like just the confidence course alone?
Man, it depends on you, man. I mean, it's like as far as hours, there's 7 parts, and each one of them at least 90 minutes or, you know, 70 minutes, something like that.
Okay. And to purchase the whole 70 minutes.
Bro, what are you asking me questions for, bro? Why don't you – this is what I do not understand about you guys. Why don't you just ask what you really want to know?
I mean – I already asked my first question. That's what I wanted to know. But now I'm basically trying to see how can I get the whole course. Like, you know.
Why? So what I'm saying is, wait, bro. What I'm saying is, you know, why didn't you just say, how can I get the whole course? Didn't you say that's what you're trying to find out about?
Right, yeah.
So why you didn't just ask it? Bro, you don't have an answer because you see what I'm saying, but you probably don't understand what I'm saying. This is you guys' problem. You do not face shit head on. You wanna slide in, you wanna sneak backdoor bullshit. Man, all them goddamn questions ain't doing nothing but boring my black ass, because I know you got something that you really want to ask, but you're not asking it. Now we know you want to ask, how do you really, or how can I get the whole program or the whole course? Man, what I was going to do, tell you, fuck you, you can't get it?
No.
I would tell you how to get it, right?
Right.
But those bullshit questions you was asking wasn't telling you shit, was it?
Nope.
You see what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Do you?
I do. And I do that a lot, bro. It's like I'm too detailed or some shit. Like, I don't know why.
No, you're not too detailed. You're just trying to make yourself sound better. You are a scary motherfucker that do not believe in what you think, so you want to prepare everybody to hear what you think so that when you tell them what you think, they can closely as possible answer the way you think. And I ain't doing none of that. Then the only reason I ain't doing it is because I know that's what the fuck you doing. Tell me it ain't.
It is.
Right,
here's my next question. Come on. All right, so here's my next question. See how you just broke that down? I mean, because you are right. You're right. I don't believe in what the hell I'm saying, and I think about what the other person's thinking. So, and that comes from not believing in myself. So, yes, you're right. My next question is, the way you just read me, by the way I'm asking questions, and you broke it all the way down to the point where it's like, you just showed me myself. That skill, what is that?
Bro, listen to me. That skill is...
But what kind of skill?
Listen.
Okay.
That skill is game. Now, the way you acquire it is to live through a lot of shit doing things that you believe. I'm saying if I was Michael Jordan and I'm like 19 or whatever, 15, I got a basketball with me all the time. You know, I'm on the court all the motherfucking time. You know, and then whenever the time comes, I'm finna be Michael Jordan. I'm saying that's how you gotta be, man. Not with basketball, but with whatever you trying to want. If you
don't
and believe it, you're not going to be it.
I understand that.
You do?
Basically, yeah, I do. So exactly what you said, I'm going to basically just reiterate. But Kobe Bryant, he's the greatest because he takes 500 jump shots every practice. He puts in the time to make himself great. So now he believes when he come up.
Exactly what you're saying right there is what you should be doing, but not in basketball. You should be doing it in whatever the fuck you're thinking about. That's what I do, bro, when I make these videos every day, every other day. You know, when I do whatever I do with my school every day, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing the same thing. I'm applying my skills so I can become great.
Okay. So what do you call it when a man doesn't know what he wants?
Bro, what did you say?
Well, let me react that.
Okay, what whatever it is, speak up so I can hear you.
Oh, okay. What does it mean if you don't know what you want right now? Like you said, I'm not a basketball player, so I'm not taking 500 jump shots. But whatever it is, well, I guess that's just for me to figure out. I mean, I can't really ask you that.
Hey, bro, you can ask that if you want me to spank you. But if after hearing how it sounds, you realize you don't want to ask it, then say, never mind, man. You know what? That's for me to understand. Bro, you don't take responsibility for nothing. Everything is an accident to you. Fuck that.
Mm.
You got to take responsibility. If you think it, this is what you think. Let's roll with it.
Okay.
I ain't scared to think something, man. You scared as fuck to think something. That's the problem.
Okay.
All these goddamn questions you asking ain't got nothing to do with what your problem is. Your problem is you a scary motherfucker because you ain't used to believing in yourself. You starting to hear shit, you starting to think shit, and you starting to see that. But instead of addressing it, you're running from it with them fucking bullshit questions. Who gives a fuck about them guys? Think of them questions you ask. Who really care about that shit? Especially when you do the first thing, start believing in yourself. You really ain't getting a fuck about them questions you ask once you start believing in yourself. That's just real shit, man.
Yeah, it is some real shit.
All right, so let's get real, bro. Let's handle it. If you got more questions, hit me again. Hey, but you guys, to me, I focus on what I'm doing. Now, when I was a pimp, nigga, I focused on having hoes. Now, what I'm saying is sex, jealousy, money, to name a few things that fucking squares have to deal with that cause problems in their relationship, is the last shit that goes on with a pimp and a hoe. Let me just explain some shit. A pimp and a hoe have the most honest relationship between a man and a woman. Why? Because the sex, the bitch know he fucking some other hoes because he got them. The pimp knows she fucking some tricks. So as long as everything is proper, sex ain't no problem. Jealousy. What I'm saying is if the hoe, you know, tripping on some other hoes, which I would, you know, imagine she would be, she better know how to handle it, because if you don't, jealousy gonna handle her. And that's going to make her lose. So I'm saying money. They bring you enough money to pay all your goddamn bills every day for a month. So I'm saying you ain't really tripping on that shit. Pimp niggas don't experience that shit because they fuck with real bitches that understand what the fuck they doing. These bitches do not lie to themselves. They do not try to half-ass take what they're doing. You kill a hoe's jealousy by getting her to truly open up to your pimping. Bitch, do you realize I'm a pimp on you as long as you with me? Do you realize that every single day you're going to have to do what the fuck, whatever I'm saying? There's no fucking bitch gonna goddamn open up to this shit. And when she do, since you've been putting it down, you just mad, baby. Look, go do it. All right, I'll see you later. Just go do it. All right, baby, I check with you. You know what I'm saying? You know I like your motherfucking ass. I'll see you later. I might see you tonight, but I ain't saying I am. So you just go take that business, baby. Yeah, it's always about taking care of business. Why? That's what she expects of me. To always take care of her business. That's what I do. Because if I can do it, you can do it, bitch. You can't do what I do. But you can take care of business with everything you do. So, if you can get a hoe to open up to you, and you ain't scared to fuck the bitch, because that's another problem. Most of you motherfuckers that fuck with hoes are scared fuckers. But if you ain't scared to fuck the shit out the bitch, and you got some game you can lay through, you're going to have that bitch for 20 or 30 years. That's because that's what the appreciation hoes have for real niggas. That is. Let me see who's on the stream yard. Oh, shit. Look like a couple of them. Let's see. Yo, Steve. Yo, Bud. What's up, Chapman? Bud keeps making it. Sorry I'm late or whatever. Steve, the motherfucking Dean. What, Dean? Oh, there you go. Dean, come on here, nigga. All right. They don't hear themselves, so they can't hear you. I like that. That was cool. They, okay, they ask what you really want to know. And then silence after. Come on, that's what happened. And part of MC. Bitch, I ain't no car thief. I'm a Christian. Okay, Alex, buddy, I can relate to everything you spin, bud. Keep spinning that fire. You are a breath of fresh. Okay, come rain. Man, these callers need to be in sales, man. You just always got to come back with some bullshit instead of letting them pussy. You know what I mean? This is why I'm starting to get into these longer videos. Because before, you just don't know how much of a turnoff it was to read the shit that was in the comments. I would read it and I would just like want to just get off. But you guys are saying and making, you know, pretty cool statements, man. I don't give a fuck if they plus or minus about me. I don't give a fuck if it's plus or minus about the content. I just give a fuck if it's not no bullshit. You know, motherfucker, you know. But what do you think about traveling around the moon? Huh? I mean, that comment is not just in here right now. But that comment would be in here. Oh, in this thread, we've been talking about whatever we've been talking about, but motherfuckers be talking about the moon or some other shit. Because they're scared to listen. They're scared to expose themselves. Dudes are afraid for you to see them. Not just bitches. They're not afraid for bitches to see them. They're afraid to be seen, period. The thing about that is this, you may as well be that ghost I'm chasing if you want to be motherfucking invisible. I don't want to be a ghost. I don't want you to not be able to fade me because I'm a ghost. I want you to not be able to fade me because I'm unfadable. You can't fade me. And if you can, you can. I ain't saying it's impossible for me to be faded. But I know the motherfucker that fade me. Not Steve and Dean. You know, let's say we some chess players. We might get down to the last couple of pieces. But I'm a win. Except for sometimes that nigga goes in too. So, to me, if I won two times and he won once,
I wouldn't think I was better than him. Shit. The only way I could be better than him is if I won 3-0. If I do that, motherfucker, I'm better than you, Dean. 2-1 or whatever the fuck. Either way, we equal. Shit. And that's something that I don't sit well with me. I don't want to be even or equal to man, motherfucker. Even Dean. Even Tay. He'll tell you. When I call that nigga, nigga, you ain't got, you ain't this. Yeah, nigga, shit. That's just how I am. You know, he do it to me. Dean don't really do that shit because he's not that type of nigga. He's another kind of nigga. He always about business. You know, Dean out on his bike. Dean doing this. Dean doing that. Oh, Dean playing his fucking game. When I grow up, I want to be like Dean. Me and Stante already are like. So the only thing I can say is that Pimp on. I say that to them, but you know, I ain't had a hoe in 20 years. So I don't really think I got pimping in me. Now, what I'm saying is, do you think Pete Rose think he could go out and play baseball now? You motherfuckers. That motherfucker know what he knew when he was playing baseball. But he just an older motherfucking man that he can't execute what he think like he used to can. And neither can I. Except I can spit game. I can spit the shit I spit. I can do the things I do. Why? Because I'm Rosebud motherfucking Bitter Dubs. And I got a fucking school. And I don't graduate nothing but A students. So any motherfucker that fuck with me know what the fuck they doing. The faking, the fraudulent bullshit they've been living all their life is no longer a part of them, because motherfucker, just like you can't fake with me on this shit, you think they can fake with me in my school? You motherfuckers is crazy. So, I guess I should be going, man, because I don't want you guys to think that I just want to talk bad to you. What I really want to do, I want to entice you to fucking join or get with it, Sidewalk University. Oh, okay. Wait, listen. What is today? 16. Okay. Juneteenth. June 19th. Of the year 2021. Not 2022. You motherfuckers wanna fuck with Bud. You know what? I'm going to take that back. What's today? The 16th. So the 23rd. Okay, I'm going to go 1 week. 1 week. If you want to get in to Sidewalk University. Oh, God, I shouldn't say this shit. I'm going to say it, and I don't give a fuck when you hit me about it. Because what I'm saying is, if it ain't before the 23rd of this month, the 23rd of June 2021, if it's not before the end, then what I'm saying does not apply to you. But, you know it's $13.50 to get into the school. So I'm finna say, if you get me by the 23rd, you can get the course and enrollment in Sidewalk University, $800 instead of $1,350.
That's to the 23rd of this month. Now, why I made a big production of that is because watch how many motherfuckers hit me 7 months from now talking about the same shit I'm talking about right now. Well, I was watching the video where you said they can get your shit for $800. I'm going through this. This bothers me. It really do because, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, thought of as an angry old motherfucking man. But, you know, I don't want to be thought of as a motherfucker you can play with words either. And then again, goddamn, I ain't got no weed to smoke. But, I really don't care about the shit, to tell you the truth. I only care if you motherfuckers understand what I'm saying to the extent you want to fuck with Sidewalk University. Because I don't give a damn what you guys think. I know I'm sorry. And I'm not giving diplomas to motherfuckers that get B's. If you don't get no fucking A, you just got to come back next semester, man. I don't know what to tell you, motherfucking lad. But I know if I had a heart problem and I went to the hospital, and it was, you know, three doctors standing there, and, you know, one of them motherfuckers got an A, one of them got a B, and the other one got a C, and their charges, their prices was like that. Otherwise, the guy with the C, he charged the less. The guy with the A charged the most. Motherfucker charged me the most. I ain't trying to have no motherfucking accidentally make a mistake on my... You got a C, motherfucker. That means you make mistakes. Now, that motherfucker that got an A, he can make a mistake too, but he's way more less likely to make a mistake than that motherfucker that got a C. That's why if you want to graduate Sidewalk University, your ass better be an honor student. Because you pay me regardless. You can pass them if you want to. You just ain't getting no fucking diploma. But why the fuck would you want to, you know, pay me $1,300 and don't even motherfucking get your diploma? Because you just got some money. I can see that. Look, if you just want to give me some money, that $1,350, that's what it is. Send it to me. I'll send you everything you need as far as the join, and, you know, the course and the, you know, introduction letter, all that shit. I'll send it all out. And you just don't show up, man. I mean, it's cool. Make sure you hit me with that $1,350 before you decide not to show up, motherfucker. Oh, you think I ain't about the money? You guys kill me. Okay, I'm gone. Look, hey, wait. See, I think, what time is it? Wow, 12 o'clock. See, I've been up, I think, since 3 o'clock this morning. And I've been on one. So what? It's Steve the Dean. I don't give a fuck. Don't call me talking no goddamn shit about me being on one. I've been out with some business. I'm telling you, man. And I ain't been fucking no bitches. Two bitches came over to my house last night, like 11 o'clock. And one of the motherfuckers wanted to take a shower. So okay, go take a shower, bitch. Me and the other motherfucker in here talking. And I'm thinking, you know, these motherfuckers, you know, finna try some of that threesome shit.
And I was wondering if I wanted to do that shit or not. When the bitch come out to shower and shit, fully dressed, the bitch walked by and said, all right, thanks for letting me use your shower. And walked out the fucking door. And I looked at the bitch over there. And I started to say what I thought. You know, that I was gonna have the threesome. That ain't what they had in mind. For me to act to, like that's what, you know, it was, would have been a rank on my part. So I didn't say that shit. That happened. And anyway, I don't care. Fuck y'all. I'm gone. I'm in the broadcast. I'm gone. Love you, motherfuckers. You know, that's just the way we roll. Let me see. I'm in this. Then up at the end, this mother... Oh, shit. All right, come on. Wait a minute. 678, you already was there, right?
Yeah, I was already here.
Okay, so do you have another question, though?
No.
You ain't got to have one. If you do, you do.
No, I ain't got a question, bud.
Okay, cool. 850, you got a question?
Yeah, I got a question, bud.
What is it?
Okay, is it a lack of belief in my arsenal that would make it hard for me to practice in the mirror?
Okay, is it a lack of belief in your arsenal that would make it hard for you to practice in the mirror? Is that what you asked me?
Yes.
No, man. What makes it hard for you to practice in the mirror is that you're not used to dealing with yourself.
Okay.
Your arsenal is nothing but words. So what
right.
I'm saying is those words have no value unless you know how to present them. If you don't know how to talk, if you don't know how to say whatever it is you have to say, you're just talking. You learn all that shit at Sidewalk University, bro. So what I'm saying is you guys ask all these questions like it's going to answer something for you. It ain't going to do nothing but make you think some more shit, which is going to be more clutter in your goddamn mind that ain't going to be straightened out until you get it straightened out by getting all the info. So fuck with me, man. July the 1st is coming.
All right,
that's
got
what
you,
the
appreciate
semester
it.
Is, bro. 862, did you have something?
No, I'm good, bud.
Okay. 254, did you have anything?
Yes, sir. What's going on, man?
What's up?
So I called in last night, and you was like, oh, man, he sound like me. But I was trying to see if I had missed the fly thought of the day. I had been trying to keep up with the fly
thought. I haven't even had a fly thought of the day yet, man.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even get to go to my shit, man. This was one of them shows that I love because motherfuckers wanted to talk from Jump Street.
Yeah, okay. Man, I seemed like you was in a real good mood today. I figured that motherfucker with them fishnets must have really
come on, motherfucker. Do you have a question or something, man? Come on, I got people waiting.
Yeah, nah, but I'll let you go, man. I'll
go. All right, man, for sure. Thank you, man. Love your motherfucking ass. 612, what's up?
Hey, this D. I was trying to get into the class, and you said something about 800 before the 20th? And
what?
I was trying
wait,
to see if I could
wait.
Make a little.
What did you say? I said you trying to get in what class, Mark? SWU school?
Yeah, you was talking about it just a couple of minutes ago on a YouTube thing, and I was trying to get in, but I was seeing if I can kind of make two payments because, you know, a little tight, but I can make it. I mean, I was
hey,
trying to make
to
like
this,
a 600.
Listen to this, brother. If you want to deal with the 800, because I said that, 800.
Yeah.
You want to make the two payments before the 23rd, fine. But you can't have or want the deal in the date that the deal is over.
Yeah, I hear what.
So I'm saying don't even pay
saying.
Part of it if you're not going to pay all of it before the 23rd.
No, I just had some little, like, I got my place and shit, and then, you know, my money hit my account every Tuesday.
Stop. I'm not asking you any of that. All I'm saying is I'm trying to tell you how this works. If you want get the deal, the 23rd, the deal is over, and it goes back to the 1350. So if you're going to do it before the 23rd, then okay, fine, let's do it. We can go with that 800 I just mentioned.
Say no more. I'm going to just have to make it happen. Say no more.
All right, brother. 937, what's going on? Okay, 937-005. I'm talking to you. Can you speak up, or do I need to just X you out and then end the show? All right, you guys. I'm gone. This dude's wasting my time. I don't already, you know, I don't be wanting to be on here no long time. 2 hours, shit. I'm gone. Be cool. Love you guys.